Welcome to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina Dharma. I am a shamanic practitioner, healer, spiritual guide, mentor, retreat leader, medicine woman, facilitator, writer, and speaker. My mission is to empower you to heal your ancestral lineage, reclaim your personal power, and activate your unique gifts and purpose. On this platform, you can expect authentic, real, and raw conversations centered around shamanism and spirituality that will empower you to create the life that you desire and deserve. I'm so grateful to have you here. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with Karina Dharma, your host. I am excited to be diving deep into this raw and real episode that I've been wanting to record for quite some time and share with you the truth behind what I've been going through in the last 15 months of my life and what I went through last summer when I did decide to pause the podcast. I was going through a major, major death portal, a death portal in my identity, in who I was, in who I thought I was, in who I was creating online within my coaching business. And this death portal came with a lot of challenges, a lot of struggle and a lot of pain, but also a lot of growth, a lot of beauty, and a lot of gratitude. And I'm sharing with you this episode today because I think it's important to really share the raw parts of myself, to be open, to be honest, to be vulnerable, to pave that path for others to know that they're not alone when they're going through something like the death portal or a rebirth within their identity and who they thought they once were. And it doesn't mean that this happens only to business owners. This can happen to any person, any human being, in any sort of way. It could be experiencing death or loss. It could be experiencing heartbreak, divorce, the loss of a job, a career change, a spiritual awakening of any sorts where we realize that the way that we once were operating is no longer in alignment with who we are becoming. And going off my last episode, I gave you a little bit of, you know, an inside scoop as to why I paused the podcast, that I was feeling, you know, this pivot coming for myself, that I was no longer identifying myself as a spiritual business mentor or coach that I had built myself up to be. And this was a huge, huge death process that I was experiencing, as it's why it's called the death portal. And I went through this the whole summer, really questioning my own intuition and really unclear about what I really wanted to do moving forward. There was a lot of fear and uncertainty of the unknown, a lot of fear around all of the time, money, and energy that I had invested into courses and coaches and hiring mentors and building, you know, this brand for myself. And I felt like it didn't resonate with who I was anymore or who I was becoming in that present moment. And through this process, it was really challenging because I was afraid to lose everything that I had built. I was afraid to strip myself of my reputation and my brand. And I was afraid of being judged by my clients and by others. And at this, the reality is that, you know, we think that others are judging us, but really it's us judging ourselves. And I was judging myself super hard for all the shifts that I was experiencing. I had been growing faster than I had been building all of my courses and teachings that I was putting out for the world. And I realized that this wasn't what I wanted to do anymore. And when I paused and I took a step back and I asked myself, why am I even doing this? Like, what is my why behind the course I'm creating, the work that I'm sharing? And it became so unclear for me because I realized how tainted everything had become and how wrapped up I got in the whole coaching industry and how much it had actually darkened a lot of parts of myself. And it brought a lot of darkness into my life because I had been in this state of, you know, operating from this place of investing in masculine driven mentors that were telling me how to operate my business and how I should build courses and how this is going to make me millions of dollars and how business coaching is going to help others to create their reality. And it was this rat race that I had got caught up in. And when I really took a step back and I became honest with what was happening, I could feel and I could smell and I could taste and I could just see how things had become out of alignment for me. I was no longer in alignment with my true purpose on this planet. And it's not to say that I have any regrets with what I built or what I created, or I don't think that it was transformational for my clients. It's that I started to outgrow the identity that I had constructed for myself, the identity that others told me I should build for myself, the blueprints that I was following and studying and teaching to others and passing them on because they had worked for others. And I realized that the only blueprint that I needed was my soul blueprint, really following my soul's calling and listening to what was pulling me forward next. What is it that I really wanted to speak about and share about and do? And after spending about 4 months, maybe even 6 months, working with a course creator coach and building my course, which was called Higher Self Business Academy, which I mentioned that I decided to discontinue, take down from my website, and pretty much completely burn to the ground. It's only available still for my clients that have purchased the course and have been inside of the program who are still able to have access to that material. But I am no longer actively selling this because I realized that this wasn't something I wanted to continue marketing and promoting on my page, on my website, because it was no longer the identity that I was associating with or aligning myself with. And it felt, and this was the death portal that I was in. This was essentially the death portal because I had been consuming so much information online. I had been investing so much money into myself and my business. And during the summer, there was a point where I almost fell back into that pattern. And I'm not saying this to say that we shouldn't invest in ourselves, we shouldn't invest in mentorship, because I do still believe that working with mentors is important for our growth in whatever capacity that looks like. And I do stand firm behind the work that I did, knowing that the work that I created, the coaching containers that I held, the one-on-one mentorships that I had with certain clients and group containers were very transformational for people. But I knew that I couldn't continue building something and promoting something that wasn't aligned with my values and who I was becoming. And it wouldn't have allowed me to remain in integrity with what I was really here to do. And this isn't to say that business coaching isn't good, that, you know, all business mentors are frauds, or, you know, they're all just trying to make money. But because I had invested in so many of these kind of masculine driven mentorships, mentors, and courses, I realized that I didn't want to just blend in with the crowd. I didn't want to just create another copycat course that someone else was doing because it's something that makes you money. I didn't want to just create this and start a YouTube channel so that I can get millions of subscribers, so that I could get paid millions of dollars and teach others how to do that. This started to feel really inauthentic to me. It started to feel like I'm becoming part of the problem. And I noticed myself as I was going through this death as I was coming more into my intuitive gifts, my psychic gifts, my shamanic gifts, I was really starting to see it for what it was. And I'm grateful for all the investments I've made. A lot of them were, you know, really beneficial for my growth and what I needed at the time. And a lot of them were huge lessons for, you know, investing a lot of money and learning that I didn't need to give my power away to others and invest all of that money into my business just to learn something that I was promised would make me more money. And although I don't believe that I was ever selling my course in that way or selling my work in that way, promising people anything, I don't believe we should ever make empty promises as mentors, as leaders. We should be there to empower others to see that they are the creators of their realities, that they can be given the tools and the support and the empowerment that they need to create the life that they want. And that is really the core of the work that I was doing. But because I had been teaching some strategy and business mentorship, I always felt like it didn't fully land with me and didn't fully resonate with me. And so I started to feel inauthentic and I started to feel out of integrity with my truth, because it wasn't my truth. It was just something that my mentors that I had paid thousands of dollars to were teaching me, who they had learned from other mentors that they paid thousands of dollars to. And it was the cycle of like recycled and regurgitated information that, yes, some of it is useful, some of it is important, but the way that it was being delivered and taught, I started to just see through all of the bullshit. I started to see how so many of us, myself included at the time, were wearing masks in this space, in this industry. And, you know, this is an opportunity to really call this out and to see it for what it is and to have that compassion, that grace, and that empathy and forgiveness for myself and for others as well who have been caught up in this space. And if you are in the coaching industry, if you're in the online space, then you know what I'm talking about. During this death process, I started to see the truth be illuminated. I started to see where exactly I was out of integrity, out of alignment. And I started to feel that this was no longer how I could continue creating abundance within my business. I helped a lot of beautiful women, and I know that my work was in integrity to really serving others and empowering them. But as soon as I started to feel, you know, the voices and the noise of other coaches in the online space telling me how I should run things or do things and how all of this is going to lead to making more money, that's when I started to feel out of integrity. It wasn't because my work was out of integrity. It's because what I was being fed by all the noise around me, you know, even by the people online and just seeing all of the information and saturation overload, I felt like I cannot continue teaching this. I cannot continue being in this niche, so to speak, of business coaching, because it wasn't in alignment with who I really was at a soul level and who I was becoming. And I just started to see how we were just creating another matrix in the online space, right? We're trying to escape from the matrix. And here we have just such masculine driven styles of coaching and mentorship and, you know, people that are feeding you this information and saying, like, this is what you need in order to get to here. And although I don't believe that I ever taught or coached or mentored people in this way, I truly believe I stuck to my values of being in integrity, of running and creating a feminine-led soulful business, and of teaching other early entrepreneurs how to do the same. I do believe that there were parts of what I was teaching that just didn't feel in full alignment with what I wanted to continue to do. It's not that it was good or bad. It just wasn't something that was resonating with me anymore, because I had started going through this death process. I had started almost outgrowing this old version of myself that I created, like Karina Dharma as the spiritual business coach. It just wasn't who I was anymore. And I knew that the work I really, really wanted to do was deeper shamanic healing with women from all around the world through my retreats, through programs, through on one-on-one mentorship, through the women's circles that I've been doing for almost 3 years in Tulum. This was the work that was lighting me up. And there was a lot of that that I was teaching within my business programs to the woman I was working with. And I was really focusing on the healing and bringing that up to the surface, because this is so important when we are in the world of entrepreneurships. And in general, it's so important for all of us to do our shadow work, to do our inner work, to do our light work, to become better human beings every single day. And I realized that this is what was really calling my soul. And when I really sat down and listened, and I got past all the stories, all the fear, all the what ifs, what's going to happen, what are people going to think, how am I going to create abundance? I just spent all this time and money building this course, thousands of dollars, and I'm just going to burn it to the ground, right? It didn't make sense, right? So I was going through this death portal, this identity crisis, where I had to just take this pause. I had to take this pause for myself to really go inward, to meditate, to journal, to continue my healing, because we're ever evolving and always healing, and to really understand, what is it that Karina really wants to do? What is it that she desires to do? What is her soul calling her to do? And when I really took some time to listen, to be in my feminine, to slow down, to lean deeper into the surrender, to trust myself, to go through this death portal and this process of sitting in all of my fear and all of my shadow and all of the shit that came up, I realized how strong, how resilient, how intuitive I really was. I knew that I had all the answers within me. And it was no coincidence that at the end of the summer, I'd already been connecting with one of my more recent mentors that I started working with. And I went to attend her shamanic practitioner training, and I'm hoping to bring her on as a guest one day very soon to talk about some beautiful things with her and how she really was the mentor that I needed, the feminine-led mentor that allowed for me to really reclaim my personal power and to understand why I was really here, to see that the work that I was doing was really transformational for a lot of people, that I had helped a lot of people, that all the tools, all the skills that I learned from all the masculine driven approaches and strategies were beneficial at one point or another. And I did take skills away from that. But going forward, there was a rebirth happening. There was a rising from the ashes that was around the corner, and I felt it, and I knew it was there. Even though I couldn't see it, I felt it, and I visualized it, and I knew that it was coming. And so when I went to that retreat and I spent 8 days with my partner, who also decided to come with me, I had the most transformational experience, really sitting with this identity shift that I was going through and coming into full acceptance of what was happening. I had told my clients at the time that I was going to stop running HBA, which was our business course at the time. And I had gotten full support from pretty much all of them, most of them. And I knew that even though there was nothing clear on what I wanted to market and create and put out into the world after I had spent so much time, money, and energy creating something that I wasn't even going to put out into the world anymore, I knew that I had to sit and be patient with myself. And when I was at this retreat, I tapped into my power. I tapped into my gifts. I discovered that my path was shamanic healing and the shamanic arts. And it became so clear because in June I had done my drum facilitator retreat and I had been activating my voice and I had been working with the shamanic elements and I had been integrating that into my women's circles and into my work for years. But yet here I was wearing a mask as a business mentor, business coach, spiritual business coach. And I realized that that mask wasn't mine to wear. It was a mask that was passed down to me from my previous business mentors and coaches who showed me how lucrative and profitable this business could be and how I could really help others. And of course, my intention was to help others, to serve others, to create the life that I had created for myself, because why wouldn't I want to help people with that? But like I said, when I started to see how this was all being operated from this masculine energy driven by, you know, making more money, it didn't feel in alignment with what I really wanted to do. And at the core of my purpose and my work, it was clear that I wanted to empower women to heal their ancestral lineage, to reclaim their personal power, to activate their unique gifts and their purpose. And although I was doing that as a business coach, I needed to literally symbolically strip that mask away, throw it away, burn everything that I had built to the ground and rise from the ashes into the woman that I was becoming in that moment in time. And I'm so grateful for my mentor at that time. I had started working with her one-on-one and it had been the most transformational work that I had ever done. And I realized how I could create a feminine soul-led business, how I didn't have to push. I didn't have to invest more money into myself. I didn't need to be on all the time and post every day and post it every second of the day and whatever. I just had to be, I had to connect with myself, with spirit, to go inward, to trust. And this was so liberating for me, so empowering, because the work that I did with her for months and months, I went to another retreat with her and realized how much I needed to surrender into my feminine and really trust myself, because of course, my income was having a dip when I made the decision to stop running my business course. I was no longer launching. I was no longer selling like I used to, how I'd been taught by my previous mentors. And I realized that that wasn't the way I wanted to operate, launching and burning myself out and following this masculine model of making 20 and 30K launches and people asking me, how much money did you make? It's none of your fucking business. And that's when I realized I could no longer operate my business in this way. It's not to say that I don't envision myself creating abundance, unlimited abundance within my offerings, but I'm taking a different approach in how I create, my intentions behind it. What do I really want to share? Not just something that is going to get me more likes and comments and follows and signups for my mentorship. That's not my way of doing business anymore. And I see through all of the darkness and all of the bullshit that exists in the online space. And I could see how out of integrity so many of us are or have been. And it's time to really listen to our soul and our spirit and to come back to that authenticity, to that integrity of how we show up, how we share, how we serve. And so this is what I was doing. I was undoing all of the masculine shit that had been fed to me, all of the systems, all of the blueprints, and I was burning it all away. And I was rebirthing myself into a new being, a new way of doing my business, as a shamanic practitioner, as a healer, as a medicine woman. And I know I probably triggered some people, and I've been told that I have, for making the shift. Who are you to do this? Who are you to claim this? Who are you to call yourself this? Well, I don't believe we should hold on to these identities and wear these masks. But I do believe that if we embody who we are becoming, and we embody that person, and we feel and we resonate, and we believe that this is really the work we are meant to be doing, this is what we are meant to be sharing, this is what we are meant to be activating within ourselves, then that is more powerful than any kind of identity or name that we can place and pick for ourselves. And as I was going through this rebirth and rising, I felt myself connecting to my spirit animal, the white phoenix, really feeling myself being protected, surrounded by him, knowing that I'm being carried into the light, knowing that all of the opportunities, all of the abundance, everything is around the corner for me. And so here I am, 15 months later from that death portal, that decision to shift, to pivot, if you want to call it, to burn it all to the ground, to finally step into what I am here to do and to really go all in with working with my partner, with our shamanic work, working with couples. We've shifted to doing a lot of in-person work here in Tulum. And so I took a big, big step back from the online space. I paused my courses, my programs. I didn't launch anything new. I did attempt to launch something new in January of this year, and I had to stop myself from going forward with it. Because when I really asked myself, why am I doing this? Do I really want to be holding space for a container right now, only a few months later, after my death portal, my identity shift, everything that's just burned to the ground, and how I had to go through all those challenges? Was I really going to do this again? Even though I was now coming out with a course within shamanic healing, and ancestral healing, I knew that I wasn't ready to launch again and to follow the same masculine, style-driven process that I had been taught by my previous mentors. And I had to pull the plug on it. And I'm so grateful, because when I was working with my mentor, Beata, she allowed for me to see all the ways in which I was repeating past patterns. All the ways in which I was reverting back to those old masculine ways of being and doing and pushing myself and wanting to make more money and wanting to be more successful and yada, yada, yada. And then I took a huge step back, went to another one of her retreats, worked with plant medicine, and realized this is the year I go into the most trust, the deepest trust of my life, stripping myself away from everything I've been taught, everything I've learned, everything that I was building, and working with spirit and trusting my own guides, my own wisdom, my own intuition, knowing how supported, how safe I am. I don't need 10, 20, whatever K months to make me feel safe. I don't need to hold on to that identity that I've been taught that is the key to my success and my happiness. When I looked around and I honestly had an assessment and a look at my life, and I realized that I was already living the dream, that I had everything that I could have ever imagined I would have at this age, at this time. I had manifested a beautiful partner. I had manifested a beautiful home. I'd been living in Mexico, surrounded by soul family and friends. I'd been eating delicious food. I had everything that I could possibly imagine. But yet there was that thought in my head telling me, but you need to be a millionaire. You need to have more and more and more, and only then will you be happy. But when I actually took a pause and I asked myself, wait, am I happy? Am I happy now? And I know a lot of people, if they honestly answered that, they would probably say, no, I don't feel joy. I don't feel gratitude. I have this block, or I have this pattern I can't break, or I have this never-ending crisis I'm going through, or I'm constantly struggling in relationships or with money. And when I actually looked at my life and I said, wow, I'm actually so grateful for my life. I have everything that I need. I always have enough. I'm always supported. Spirit is always guiding me. I always have the soul-aligned clients reaching out to work with me intimately and within my retreats, to join my circles, to join my in-person experiences here with my partner in Tulum. I am so supported. I love my life. I get to go to the beach. I get to wake up every day and do what I love. Of course, abundance is important, but I don't need more. Do I desire more? Yes. But I'm happy. I'm joyful. I am in love with my fucking life. I don't need anything else. And that's when I realized I could literally throw everything away that wasn't in alignment with who I was becoming in that moment. And this deep, deep set of trust, this deep layer of trust set in. And I knew that this was going to be the year that I transformed and I rose from the ashes, just like the phoenix. And I was able to really create a beautiful, beautiful new path to start flowing with my feminine, to start creating content and offerings that felt alive and aligned and were fun and playful. I started to go to the beach more. I started to take more breaks, to dance, to meditate, to sing. I started to create music. I started to tap into my power and my gifts. And because I wasn't actively launching anything with that pressure of making more money, everything started to just flow into my life. Opportunities, invitations to collaborate with others, to be invited to facilitate at retreats. I hosted our second women's retreat earlier this year in April, and I filled that up with six beautiful women who came from third-party websites that I had promoted my retreat on, realizing that I didn't need to hustle. I didn't need to push. I didn't need to convince anybody to join my retreats or programs. I didn't need to be in the DMs, and I didn't need to use this Instagram strategy that I'd been taught and I'd been teaching to my clients, because everything is energy. And when I really connected to spirit and I really connected to what shamanism and spirituality really is, which is living an authentic and real life, which is trusting in what you cannot see, trusting in the unseen worlds, trusting your guides, your spirit helpers to be there with you, to support you, trusting in yourself, in what you are manifesting, what you are calling in. I had started to really understand the true energetics of this nature. And although I have taught this in manifestations and have really been embodying this for my entire life, it really started to click for me then. And I knew that I could really share this with others more deeply, more powerfully than I had been before, because I was really learning to embody this trust within myself. As I was burning everything else to the ground, letting go of this old identity, letting go of everything I'd been taught, everything started to align. Everything started to make sense. I no longer had this fear around money and scarcity and making more and comparing myself to others and asking, why am I not there yet? And just being grateful, grateful for what I had created, grateful for what I had built, grateful for all of the abundance and love that was already present in my life and that was flowing to me. And it's been a powerful year, a powerful, powerful year. It is now the end of September. We have about 3 months left in the year, and I've just come back from a deep and powerful journey of working with sacred plant medicines in the Amazon jungle in Peru, of doing a master plant dieta, of working with ayahuasca, and really going inward and taking a 3-month sabbatical for my business. Wow, now that I think about it, I've barely worked this year. And the funny thing is that my whole shift in perspective has allowed for me to realize that my work isn't work. I don't need to work. I work through spirit. I create, I play, I'm inspired. I move through seasons of when I'm on and I'm creating. And this summer, actually, in July, when we were out of the dieta and we were living in the mountains of Peru, I worked on my book. And I've pretty much almost finished the editing of that book. And I'm getting ready to move into the publishing phase very soon. And although I'm not rushing it, I know that divine timing, I'm trusting the process. I've allowed myself to really shift out of this masculine model, a masculine structure and paradigm that exists in all parts of our world, even in the online space, even though the online space is promoting spirituality and this new way of being and creating your reality, we're still operating on these masculine systems and structures that capitalism has built for us and created and instilled into our lives. And now it's all about undoing that and coming back into our roots, our femininity, our divinity, of trusting ourselves to always be supported, to always create, that abundance and love within our life, and obviously have that masculine energy that roots us, that grounds us, that moves things forward, but to trust in our feminine energy to be the leader, to be the guide that propels us forward in having everything that we desire and deserve. And although I've taken a huge pause, a huge time for myself these last 3 months, and even throughout this year of not pushing and not launching and completely recreating myself and rebuilding myself as I stripped all the old versions of me, it's never been a more liberating and empowering time than right now to realize and celebrate, reflect, and acknowledge how far I've truly come, how many challenges have redirected me as they tested me, how many blessings have come out of this burning, rebirthing, and rising, and how grateful I am that I went through this death portal to really understand who I am and who I am becoming. And I hope this episode inspires you today, this real and raw conversation of what I've been through, what I've experienced, and what I'm really here to do. And I'm so, so excited to continue to share these types of episodes with you. I will be updating and doing a recap of Peru and going deeper in what we did during Peru and all the activations and transformations that my partner and I had there. I'll be bringing on guests. I'll be creating episodes that are going to really go deep into what it means to practice modern day shamanism, what it means to be a spiritual being, and so, so much more. And I'm so, so excited. I'm going to leave this episode here. I would love to hear from you, your feedback, your takeaways, and of course, leave you with a beautiful invitation for our third women's retreat that is happening this November 25th to the 30th at the end of this year in the beautiful, stunning Casa Arcana, a retreat center just outside of Tulum in the jungles. And it's going to be a transformational time for all women that are going through a transition, going through a time of their life, maybe similar, maybe different to what I just explained. Maybe, you know, you're starting a business, you're about to birth a baby, you've just had a divorce, a breakup, you are going through an identity shift, you are wanting to find your purpose, you are simply wanting to heal and come deeper into your self-love and understand who you really are and be surrounded by other sisters on the path who are there to be there with you, to guide you, to cheer you on, to celebrate your light and your growth so you never have to dim it for anyone else again. We are going to be doing deep, deep work in the jungles. We're going to be working with shamanic elements. We're going to be having plant medicine ceremonies. And my partner and I are going to be facilitating, as well as some other facilitators that will be there with us, creating this safe space, creating this container. And we are actually filling up really fast. Since I made the decision to launch this retreat back in July when I was in Peru, we had 2 signups, and then we've just had signups flowing in the last couple months. Literally just before my podcast, I've had another couple girls sign up. So we only have really 2 spots left at this point. And I'm going to invite you all to consider joining us. Whoever is feeling the call for this, if you are feeling like you want to be there, you've been thinking about joining our retreats, you would like an experience like this, or you know someone who may benefit from this, then please share with them the podcast, my website, which is all in the links below for the retreat. And I invite you to connect with me on a call and to have a look at everything below in the show notes. And I cannot wait to dive deeper with you next week. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I'm sending you so much love and light. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Shamanism and Spirituality podcast. I'm so grateful that you took the time to drop in deep with us today. I trust that you resonate with what we are sharing on this platform and you received the medicine you needed from this episode. This is an invitation to share any of your transformational takeaways by posting on your Instagram story and tagging me, I am Karina Dharma. I also ask that you take 15 seconds to please leave us a 5-star review, as this will go a long way to spread our work with others around the world. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on our future weekly episodes. Please share this with your friends, family, clients, or anyone you know that would benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you're interested in finding out more about me or how we can work together through our transformational programs, mentorships, and retreats, then please visit my website, karinadharma.com. You can also subscribe to my email list by downloading a free meditation, which you can access via a link in the show notes or on the homepage of my website.